Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today's show is dedicated to something that Ted and I love dearly in the age of the CD. Bonus tracks. There were so many LP recordings of shows that we got when we were younger, and 78s as well, that left things off or shortened things because there just wasn't enough room. And lo and behold, when CDs came in, there was suddenly room to put most of the scores on, things that had been recorded and left off. But then the lovely bonus tracks came in with demos and all sorts of wonderful treasures that we love dearly, and we're going to share some of those with you today.
Well, the last time we did a show like this, which was 2 or 3 years ago, we got an enormous amount of suggestions, and that were things that we hadn't included in that particular program. And some of those we're going to have today. Now, Turner Classics has a whole series of movie soundtracks, and every one of them features more music than the original edition, especially stuff that started in the 78 RPM era, because there was only a certain amount of time that was available to 78 recordings, and there was always more music than there were spaces. So the first one we're going to start with is The Wizard of Oz, and that's the famous 1939 film. And there is a song that was cut from the film, which most people know about, and which we've used before, but we like this so much we're going to play it again. It's The Jitterbug. It features Judy Garland, Burt Lahr, Ray Bolger, Jack Haley, and the chorus.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from no ordinary bird.
Maybe just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's given me the jitters and the joints around my knees.
Oh, I think I see a jijik, and he's fuzzy and he's furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I got a palpitation.
This is Monica de Forest, I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down. But I think I lost my roarer.
It's a Hoosis.
It's a Hoosis?
It's a Watsis.
It's a Watsis?
Who's that?
Who's there?
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's that hiding in the treetops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. And the bees and the breeze and the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bats and the bees and the breeze and the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from
the jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitter. Come, 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 in the twitter. In the throat.
All the critters got to be dancing on a thousand toes.
Ah, she blows!
Thank you.
from The Wizard of Oz, the 1939 film version. You heard Judy Garland, Burt Law, Ray Bolger, Jack Haley, and the chorus with the Jitterbug. Now, on some of the DVD editions, the silent film that Harold Arlen made on the set of the film is shown with that song in the background. But, of course, it's not the same thing.
Well, let's turn to another film, and one of the nice things about the film soundtracks, for many of them, not all, because sometimes this material is lost, they have outtakes or different takes. There was one I remember where there are four takes of the same song, and when you listen to them, you can't hear a difference, but obviously somebody somewhere heard a difference and liked one take over another. But we have an outtake from 1943's Cabin in the Sky. Who knows why Lena Horne's version of Ain't It the Truth was removed? It could have been time, it could have been censorship, but that's lost to history at this point. But we do have Lena Horne singing it from another Turner Classics disc. Here is Ain't It the Truth by Harburg and Arlen from Cabin in the Sky.
Life is short, short, brother, ain't it the truth? And there is no other, ain't it the truth? If you don't love living, you is slightly uncouth. Ain't it the dignified truth? Said that gal Dewberry, ain't it the truth? Life is cash and carry, ain't it the truth? You got to shake it down or stir it up with vermouth. Ain't it the practical truth? Love is a rippling brook, man is a fish to cook. You got to bait your hook, rise and shine, and cast your line. You got to get your possum, ain't it the truth? While you still in blossom, ain't it the truth? Cleopatra and Delilah had it way over Ruth. Them gals did mighty swell, they sure did ring that bell. Ain't it the gossip pearl true? It's the truth, the truth. It's the solid mellow truth.
An outtake from the film score of Cabin in the Sky, Lena Horne with Ain't It the Truth.
There was much more material written for Sweet Charity by Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields than was used in the show. And when Sweet Charity was reissued on the Sony Columbia Legacy series, some of that material became available. There's a longer cut of I Love to Cry at Weddings, for example. It's almost a minute longer than the one usually found in the cast recording. And there are some recordings of interviews with famous people at the opening night of Sweet Charity's original production. People like Ethel Merman, Helen Gallagher, Neil Simon, and Gwen Verdon, the star herself. Also included is a song that was cut from the final edition of Sweet Charity, and it's sung here by its composer, Cy Coleman. The song is called You Wanna Bet?
Laugh all you want to, but I'm holding on to you right from here on in. You wanna bet? fluff me off, and I beg till you soften and 10-1 I'll win. You wanna bet, taunt me, call me a pest, but quite strangely you'll be impressed. It's destiny, then by and by you and I will be we. What a great duet. You wait and see, though you don't agree. You wanna bet you'll hold on to me. You wanna bet you'll hold on to me. Bet, taunt me, call me a pest, but quite strangely you'll be impressed. It's destiny, then by and by you and I will be we. What a great duet. Wait and see, though you don't agree. You wanna bet you'll hold on to me. You wanna bet you'll hold on to me.
Cy Coleman sang You Wanna Bet, a song he wrote with Dorothy Fields for Sweet Charity.
Now that's interesting because it's got the complete backup orchestra with it, or a combo, but that's because Cy Coleman had his own band, so probably that's why he did that. But the next one we're going to hear Cy Coleman do, because he was a singer and had his own jazz band for many years, is an unused song that was done in one of those evening withs, and this showed up in the revival version of Sweet Charity. Here is Cy Coleman once again with a song that was unused, and you can kind of see why. And that's one of the nice things when you hear the demos or hear the songs that were gone. It's called Gimme a Rain Check.
Gimme a rain check, gimme a rain check, gimme a rain check. I didn't have love, my neighbor didn't have sham, my blessings didn't live decent, my world was a son of man and more. Now I'm asking for a extra dispensation. Oh Lord, could you spare me a little more time? Give me a rain check till I put my house in order. Give me a rain check for some future date. Give me a rain check, oh Lord, give me a rain check till I'm worthy to be knocking at your gate. Give me a rain check, give me a rain check, give me a rain check. Game, playing the numbers. Yes, I'm guilty, soaking up cheap wine. I'm guilty, talk about sin. And listen, Lord, you name it, and I didn't need to wash my hands and make some restitution, but that's gonna take me considerable time. Give me a rain check till I put my house in order. Give me a rain check for some future date. Give me a rain check, oh Lord, give me a rain check till I'm worthy to be knocking at your gate. Give me a rain check, oh, give me a rain check. Yes, give me a rain check, oh, give me a rain check. Oh, give me a rain check. Yes, give me a rain check. Come on, give me a rain check. Oh, yes, give me a rain check. Give your gaze.
Cy Coleman with an unused song from Sweet Charity that appeared on the CD of the Revival Cast, and that was Gimme a Rain Check.
We're going now to the reissue of the original cast recording of Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific. They give us four bonus tracks, and we're going to use two of them during the course of this program. Bally High has been recorded by Ezio Pinza, and that's recorded. And then there's some orchestral music we're going to hear later in the show. And then Mary Martin recorded two songs that didn't end up in the final version. One is called The Loneliness of Evening, which was later used in a Rodgers and Hammerstein TV musical called Cinderella. And then a song that was written for Lieutenant Cable, which didn't get used, called My Girl Back Home. And we're going to have Mary Martin sing that one for you right now.
His girl back home, he'd almost forgot. A blue-eyed kid, he liked her a lot. They got engaged, both families were glad, and he was told by his uncle and dad that if he were clever and able, they'd make him part of a partnership. Cable, 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 and cable. How far away, Philadelphia, PA, Princeton, NJ, how far are they? From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and Tuscany. A blue-eyed kid, he liked her a lot. And he was told by his uncle and dad that if he were clever and able, they'd make him part of a partnership. Cable, 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 and cable. How far away, Philadelphia, PA, Princeton, NJ, how far are they? From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and Tuscany. From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and Tuscany.
A bonus track from the reissue of the original cast of South Pacific was Mary Martin singing My Girl Back Home, a song that was written for Lieutenant Cable but not used in the score.
Around the station, we love Naxos for giving us recordings of things that might not otherwise have been recorded and giving us such good quality recordings of others. And Naxos Musicals has given us some wonderful things as well. And their version of South Pacific was really an eye-opener because there are two cuts on this as bonus tracks, along with several others, that just simply never happened. We have recordings of the understudies of the Stars. Did they go on? I didn't bother to check, but it's quite clear why they were understudies. Not because they weren't as good, but because you listen to them and they're very close to the originals. We'll start with the understudy for Mary Martin. Her name, Sandra Deal. Here she is to sing A Cockeyed Optimist.
Cloud I've ever seen, so they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead, but I'm only a cockeyed optimist and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this heart.
Mary Martin's understudy from the original cast of South Pacific, that was Sandra Deal with A Cockeyed Optimist.
This was actually part of an RCA Victor 78 RPM set, and the number, in case you want to look through yours, is BN3, in which Al Goodman's orchestra accompanied the understudies and a group called the Guild Choristers with four songs from the show, and that would have been 278 RPM recordings. A little bit later, I believe this was issued on an LP in the 1950s with another musical. The understudy for Ezio Pinza was Dickinson Eastham, and two of his songs are on this recording. Of course, you had to record Some Enchanted Evening, but I like the other song for Emil Debeck better, so that's the one we're going to hear. Here is Dickinson Eastham with This Nearly Was Mine.
One love to be living for. paradise. This promise of paradise, this nearly was mine. Close to my heart she came, only to fly away, only to fly as day. Wish were true, I'll keep remembering evenings I wish I'd spent with you. I'll keep remembering kisses from lips I'll never own, and all the lovely adventures that we have never
Dickinson Eastham, an understudy for Ezio Pinza in South Pacific, sang This Nearly Was Mine.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to a program of bonus tracks from the Age of the CD on The Dress Circle. We'll turn now to another film score CD, and this one is really special as far as we're concerned. It's the film score for Gigi by Lerner and Lowe, and this one offers incredible extra material. It has just about every snippet of music that was used as underscoring included with the songs, and these are all pieces that were written by Frederick Lowe, and then Andre Previn did the extended versions of them and used them as needed, and there are many extended versions of different pieces that you just don't hear unless you listen to the film score as the film is playing. But there are also reprises of the numbers, and it's just a great deal of fun, and something that they added as supplemental material, because it's a highfalutin way of saying bonus tracks, that we love a great deal, because, as you know, Leslie Caron did not do her own singing, as many, many stars did not do their own. And this gives you some insight in as to why her voice was not used. The last cut, cut 42 on this disc, is Say a Prayer for Me Tonight. It's very short, but it's the voice of Leslie Caron, probably, as she was practicing to do the role, because even though she didn't sing it, she had to look like she was singing it.
You can spare to get me by. Say a prayer, and while you're praying, keep on saying, she's much too young to die. Unto your Waterloo whispers my heart, pray I'll be Wellington, not Bonaparte. Oh, say a prayer
That was André Previn at the piano with Leslie Caron working towards the role of Gigi. The song was Say a Prayer for Me Tonight. Now, in the film, she was dubbed by one of Hollywood's great dubbers, and we haven't done a program of dubbers in some time, and we really should. This one was Betty Wand.
We're going to go now to My Fair Lady. And when Sony re-released the soundtrack of the film, they added some orchestral music that had not been included on the earlier releases. And there is a banner stretched across one corner of the booklet that says, Original Soundtrack Contains Music Never Before Available. And one of those pieces is called The Transylvania March. And, of course, it was written by Frederick Lowe. Here is the orchestra conducted by André Previn.
Miss Doolittle, ma'am.
That was the Transylvania March, conducted by André Previn. And that came from the reissued soundtrack of My Fair Lady. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
We'll turn now to the recording from the stage of My Fair Lady. And when it was first done in 1956, it was done as a mono recording. But when it went to London, it was done in stereo. And for years, Columbia did a nasty thing and said the original cast, but it was the original London cast because it was the stereo recording. And you had to hunt around to find the original Broadway cast because the leads were all the same down to Freddie Eynsford Hill. And the only reason, besides seeing that it was a mono recording, that you could tell it was the original Broadway cast and not the original London cast was because Freddie Eynsford Hill was played by John Michael King, son of Dennis King. With all that said, something else was left off of the Broadway recording, and we're going to hear that now, which was added when the London cast was put on CD. Here is the lovely Embassy Waltz, and the orchestra is conducted here by Cyril Ornadel.
Thank you.
a bonus on the original London cast CD of My Fair Lady, The Embassy Waltz.
We're going now to Fiddler on the Roof. And in 2003, RCA Victor reissued the cast album in what they called the Broadway Deluxe Collector's Edition. And according to information on the back cover, new remastering of the original tapes, a new liner note by Musical Theater Authority Stephen Suskin, recently discovered recording session photos, and 25 minutes of bonus tracks combined to make this the ultimate Fiddler experience. And I'm especially grateful because it gave us one of the songs that was cut from the final edition of the show. And that song was done in An Evening with Sheldon Harnick, and I'm so glad he recorded it because he's probably the ideal person for it, because those are his lyrics. And when we do our lecture on Bach and Harnick, we always include this song. From Fiddler on the Roof, here is Sheldon Harnick to sing When Messiah Comes.
When Messiah comes, he will say to us, I apologize that I took so long. But I had a little trouble finding you, over here a few and over there a few. You were hard to reunite, but everything is going to be all right. Up in heaven there, how I wrung my hands when they exiled you from the promised land. Into Babylon you went like castaways on the first of many, many moving days. What a day and what a blow. How terrible I felt, you'll never know. Since that day, many men said to us, get thee out. Kings they were, gone they are. We're still here. When Messiah comes, he will say to us, don't you think I know what a time you've had? Now I'm here, you'll see how quickly things improve. You won't have to move unless you want to move. You shall never more take flight. Yes, everything is going to be all right. When Messiah comes, he will say to us, I was worried sick if you'd last or not. And I spoke to God and said, would that be fair if Messiah came and there was no one there? And the Lord replied to me, wait, everything will be all right, you'll see. Many times, many men took our homes, took our lives. Kings they were, gone they are. We're still here. When Messiah comes and his reign begins, truth and justice then shall appear on earth. But if this reward we would be worthy of, we must keep our covenant with God above. So be patient and devout, and gather up your things and get thee out.
From the RCA reissued cast of Fiddler on the Roof, you heard from the bonus material Sheldon Harnick singing his own song, When Messiah Comes.
Now, some of the bonus tracks that we really love are those that are the demo recordings, because you can hear very early versions of songs that got changed sometimes very drastically or just totally disappeared. And we have one of those. I don't know how much of this was a demo and how much it was Jerry Bach was working on a melody that he thought of and wanted to preserve it so that Sheldon Harnick could hear it and maybe write a lyric to it. And it's interesting because you hear his early thoughts about this piece, which did end up as being a song in the score. Here is Jerry Bach at the piano and doing the vocalies with his version of what he calls Sabbath Prayer.
Shall this theme, maybe Tevye's theme, whatever that is, or may not. It's got a certain Yiddish-Russian quality. It's overly sad, which might be a point of humor. On the other hand, it could also be legitimately sad, which might be more poignant than humorous. And here it is.
In 1988, John McGlynn conducted a studio cast recording of Showboat, which we think is one of the great recordings of all time, and he included music that was written for the 1936 film, a song like Gallivantin' Around. Here are Frederica von Stade and the chorus to sing that song written for the film version of Showboat.
You do in Louisville, so far from home.
We did have another bonus track from the Showboat to play, but we ran out of time. But we did want to finish with something that came with the Broadway cast of South Pacific in one of the reissues. This was a symphonic scenario for concert orchestra that was arranged by Robert Russell Bennett of music from South Pacific. Just another lovely bonus you get from some of these discs. The orchestra featured here is the Philadelphia Pops Orchestra, and it's conducted by Andre Kostolanets.
Thank you.
Sadly, that's it for us. We'll have to do this again. We hope you enjoyed the bonus tracks and that symphonic concert orchestra arrangement of music from South Pacific, and that you'll join us next week when we honor some of the performers and composers we lost in 2018. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Ott.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.